Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time, we're looking at the first episode of Sure Dure Children from Studio Gokumi, which is streaming on Crunchyroll. And this is a very short little 12 and a half minute show, and it's not even like a full one story. It's a bunch of little vignettes all about basically students confessing to each other or trying to build up to confessing to each other.
I think that's just the first episode, though. I think it looks like each episode kind of has like themes, and they also seem to have seasons. There was a few here that take place in winter, and then the next episode was called Spring, so there's a compilation sort of feel to it. All the couples we've seen so far are heterosexual couples, and from the opening, I think that seems like that's all they're dealing with. Unclear, because goes by really quickly. It's all these different characters, and some of them look like they will appear again, and then maybe some of them is just like a one-off. Not totally clear, and we don't know fully like how each one will progress and how much we'll see everybody, but we had four different stories in this first episode. One is kind of the basic confession, hey, I've called this person out, and it doesn't go very well. The series has a lot of comedy in it. It's not super taking itself seriously, but the girl is really not able to get it out, and the guy realizes that's why he's there, and he also likes her, but he doesn't want to steal her thunder kind of thing, which I thought was very cute. And then she ends with, I'll tell you I like you tomorrow, and runs away. So I like that she just like totally messed the whole thing up.
The second one is these two people, they're both like class representatives, and the guy is pulling all the weight, and he's like, why do you show up? If you're like such a super slacker, why did you take this position? And she's like, oh, because like, you know, I'm into you. And he's like, all right.
Like, don't mess with me.
And she's like, no, seriously. Like, there's no other reason for me to be here. And she seems to be a girl with a reputation. And she's like, look, man, I have male friends. So you can have them. Doesn't mean you're boffing every one of them.
She's much more aggressive in her pursuit. She's like, no, I let's make this happen. And he's like very inexperienced, I guess. So he doesn't know what to do.
The third one was just weird.
The class president one?
Yeah. Because there's this girl who's, you know, seems to be a little bit of a delinquent, and she's smoking, and the class president catches her, and she's like, all right, this guy's going to bust me now, get me in trouble with the school. And he's like, nah, we're cool. You just got to kiss me, though.
And it's like, okay, fine, like, I get it. It's a trope, whatever. But then there's, like, this weird discussion about prostitution after that got a little bit weird. But then ended nicely, so it's kind of mixed bag.
Well, he just, you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of Sakamoto without the coolest. Because he has this, like, really alien weirdness to him. Because he's
like he doesn't act like a real human.
Yeah, because he's like, so I'm not sure if I'm into girls. So she's like, oh, so you may be gay. And he's like, no, I tested that out. Definitely not my bag. So I've got to test out girls now. So, yeah, he just does, yeah. Yeah, it is a little weird throughout the whole thing, but I think that was supposed to be the point. Your mileage may vary on that one distinctly.
And then the last one, which was my favorite one, is these two who are in the astronomy club, and they go stargazing for the last time because the guy is a third year, and the girl, they're 2 years together, she's kind of jokingly confessed to him constantly and is always saying how she loves him, but she really does, so she wants to use this one last time to be serious and tell him how she really feels, and she kind of gets it out, and then so sort of pulls back on it, and then he kind of picks it up and finishes it. So I thought, like, theirs was really sweet.
Although he's graduating, so, and it's very clear that, like, he's already gone by the time the next episode.
Oh, yeah, the preview.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was more of like, this is the last time we'll be together. I want to hear how you really feel, and then, okay, that's the end of it, or whatever. Yeah, I liked that each story kind of moves quickly. Each story has characters with their own unique relationship and personality. Not everybody's the same. And like Elsa had to impile, which may vary with different ones, but they move on kind of quickly. So hopefully, you know, you'd find more that you liked than disliked.
Yeah, yeah. I'm wondering if it's going to, like, because the opening seemed to imply that they were going to rotate this.
There seemed to be a lot more characters in the opening than, you know, here we basically saw 8. And we know this third year is seemingly gone from this point. But yeah, there seem to be a lot of characters.
But I did notice that some of the people who are couples or paired off here seem to be together very distinctly in the opening. But there were a bunch of other characters we haven't seen. So I wonder, yeah, if the characters that stay at the school, obviously not Senpai who leaves, but the other ones will kind of be like reoccurring characters.
I think so, but we might not see them every episode, it seems like. Yeah, but I thought it's not tsundere children. In fact, it's the opposite. Everybody's trying to get out their real feelings, and they're doing it. And yeah, I thought it was cute for the most part.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how well it stands up. But I feel like, once again, at 12 minutes and with so many stories being shotgunned at you, it's kind of like a short story anthology. Like, you're not guaranteed to like every one of them, but you're not investing, like, a week's worth of time to learn one of these stories, so.
Yeah, I think, like any anthology, it's sort of, I feel as though if everything in the anthology hits you, it's kind of a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
So, it seems like a really nice little bite of romance. And not too heavy, and not too fan servicey or super tropey. So,
yeah, it's at least worth, once again, it's one of those shows where it's short enough that you should watch the first episode to see how much you're on board to continue with the rest.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @reversethieves, @narutakiRT, and @hisuiRT.